The U of A Poetry Center has evolved into an internationally respected and admired literary center. Its collection rivals many notable ones around the world. However, some people might be surprised by the fact that the center's work is not limited to the English language.
We're in the middle of our 50th anniversary celebrations, and this month we're celebrating the multilingual poetry of the Southwest.
Gail Brown is the executive director of the Poetry Center. She says that our unique region serves as a meeting point for many cultures and languages. This, she points out, is an important consideration in developing multilingual programs at the center.
The multilingual poetry of the Southwest is critical, of course, to the Poetry Center because of where we're located. Because although our collection is a collection in English, there is a lot of work here in translation.
Vengo a cantarles la historia de un grupo de inmigrantes.
This is the sound of a poetic art form known as the corrido. It was developed in Mexico, but has become an important bilingual tradition along both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. This particular corrido is part of a new anthology CD and book produced by the Poetry Center, titled A Decade of Young Corridistas. It's a collection of the winning entries from 10 years of the corrido contest and an outreach program that teaches high school students about the art form.
The work that we're seeing that comes from this program really does reflect current day worries and the immigration issue, the border crossings, you know, the ways in which families have been affected by the current political climate and some of the of atrocities, you know, that they have experienced. So we feel that that's an important part of what this contest offers. It's a very authentic and kind of honest portrayal of what young people are dealing with today.
Siete inmigrantes pagaron sus cuotas a los coyotes que los cruzaron.
It's not a certain person's story, it's everyone's story.
Elizabeth Dona is the first place winner from the U of A Poetry Center's 2005 Corrido Contest. Like many of the poems included in this anthology, her corrido, En el Desierto de Sonora, or In the Desert of Sonora, is motivated by the unique dynamic of a young person's life experience along our border region.
En el calor del desierto, los inmigrantes sufrían.
I grew up in Mexico. I grew up thinking that I was a Mexican citizen. And when I found out that I was actually a U.S. citizen, it was a crazy idea to me. I mean, I was so used to living there that when I came over here, I felt like an illegal immigrant. And the way people looked at me, I identify myself with one.
Allí al frente de la niña y la joven, al pobre hombre lo mataron.
Elizabeth's poem is one of 20 included in the anthology recently produced by the Poetry Center. And scholars point out that this serves as an important document that offers insight into the lives of our young people throughout the course of 10 years.
But it is important to be able to have both languages represented, I think, to accurately reflect the emotion, the feeling, sort of just the sort of rhythm and the tenor of that emotional experience.
The Poetry Center will host a benefit concert for the high school corrido contest this Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. You can get all the details on our website. And while you're there, you can also check out some of the other winning corridos from the anthology. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.
Perdió su hija. Hay muchos ilegales, pero también hay muchas injusticias.